The Dan and Maz Show.
Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Now, Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers. You can send them instantly or send them whenever you choose. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card. LTPM 1601177.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. To a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekend's final show for 2016. Aloha, Dan DeBoof.
Cowabunga, Maz Compton.
Oh, that's a very good greeting.
While we're doing foreign-sounding greetings, I'd like to say a big bonjour to my dad, Jean-Marc. Jim, lovable Jim,
G'day,
who I know
Jim.
Is listening right now from France. He's got our radio show on in his restaurant.
Are you doing a shout-out because you forgot his birthday?
Yep. It was his birthday earlier this week, and I got an email from my dad, and it said, "Dear son, I had a really good dinner tonight."
Oh,
wink.
Bless.
And I was just like, oh, no.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Is Big Jim on Facebook? Is that why
no.
You didn't know?
Yeah, he's not on Facebook, so it doesn't pop up in the sidebar.
If you're not on Facebook, how's anyone meant to remember your birthday? I mean, come on, guys.
All right. There you go, Jim. You can give it a rest now. I'll talk to you in a year's time.
Hey, guys, we've got an awesome show planned for you. But before we kick it off and open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome, Dan.
Yes.
I actually wanted to give you a little Christmas present.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas! I did actually buy you a little gift. Our producer, Trav, is just handing it across the desk to you.
Oh, no. I hope it's a joke gift because I haven't got you anything.
It's all right, man. I didn't expect anything.
Is it a joke gift?
Just open it.
Oh, it's a cardboard box.
No, it's actually pretty cool.
Ooh, the Oxford Companion to Cheese.
It's the cheese encyclopedia that you wanted.
So now I have two?
Yes.
Well, Maz, look behind you.
There's
because
nothing.
There's nothing. I'll get you a coffee after the show.
I didn't even look behind me because I knew that there was nothing. But Merry Christmas, mate. I thought of all the things that I could get you, you are a very simple man to buy for. It's just Lego figurines or Game of Thrones paraphernalia. But I thought, no, that man needs a second cheese encyclopedia. So
great.
There you go.
Well, it'll be a great show because I'm going to be reading all about cheese.
I know. I cannot wait.
While we're doing the show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
For
centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best cute animal?
We always talk about cute animals and food here on the show. We've already talked about food this morning, Maz, because you got me a cheese encyclopedia for Christmas.
I did. Merry Christmas, mate.
So, now, if we can tick off the animal box as well.
Perfect. Nailing it. So, cute animals. 131060, that's the number to call. We want the best cute animal this morning. Or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter.
Absolutely. And tweeting would also enable you to attach an image.
A picture.
For reference. Now, Maz, a lot of the cute animal stuff comes from you. It feels like only last week you were talking about the airport therapy pig.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The little pocket pig that wanders
Lilu.
Around San Francisco Airport.
Lilu.
Little Lilu. Would you like to kick it off with what you think is the cutest thing in the entire animal kingdom?
Yep. And you're going to have to Google image search.
All right. I've got my computer here so I can kind of narrate what we've got.
Baby hedgehog.
Baby hedgehog. I'm imagining a small hedgehog.
Oh, dear Lord, it is the cutest thing.
When they're all rolled up like a cricket ball and little feet are sticking out.
They are flipping adorable. And they fit in the palm of your hand.
But wouldn't they be spiky?
I don't think it's spiky, like prickly.
Yet.
I think that,
They're born soft.
I think it's just soft.
So mummy can hug them.
Yeah,
but
I
then
just think.
They become prickly teenagers.
Baby hedgehogs are the cutest thing to look at, Evs. It's the cutest animal.
I feel like there's a special name for a hedgehog baby.
Yes.
Like a...
baby hedgehog.
Nah. Nah, it's like a puggle or a poggle or something like that.
Oh.
Isn't
like a
there?
Cub.
Isn't
I
there?
I don't know.
I feel like there is.
I just look at the cute photos, Dan.
Hoglet? I've done a Google. I can see Hoglet is there.
That's cute. Hoglet's actually quite cute.
Especially if you have to quickly figure out a word that rhymes with chocolate. Hoglet. I would like to say, I'd like to put one on record for the cutest animal. 131060, what is the cutest animal around? What about the chug?
Is that the Chihuahua cross pug?
Yes.
Ooh,
it's that, like the smallest, most miniature dog crossed with like the smushy-facedest dog to make a small, smushy-faced dog.
A chug. Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Next time you're at the pub and everyone's shouting, chug, 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 they're probably telling someone to drink a beer, but maybe, just maybe, there's a cute dog. So keep your eyes peeled.
What a rager. Okay, 131060 or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz, and we'd love to see some pics this morning. We're trying to lock in the best cute animal.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
what's the best cute animal?
I believe actually my suggestion for best cute animal, Maz, of Chug has been used before in this segment for best dog mashup or hybrid breed.
Interesting. Mm. Could it be, if that wins, the first entry into the Encyclopedia of Awesome in two categories?
Ooh, actually, it might be. However, I'm looking at what people are calling through with and it might not win.
That's right. We've got Steve on 131060. Hey, mate. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, sorry to keep you up, Steve. Jeez. Oh.
Hey, Steve. What's the best cute animal, buddy?
I'd have to say a panda bear.
Yep, pandas are flippin' cute.
What do you love the most about panda bears, Steve?
Probably they're nice and warm.
One would assume.
They're nice and warm. All right.
Baby pandas are pretty gorgeous.
How do you know? How many have you touched? I guess he just assumes they're warm because they're always wearing fur coats.
Yeah, totally. Duh. Lincoln. Hey, Lincoln. Oh,
Lincoln.
Good.
Nah, Lincoln's...
Hello.
Oh, there
Hello.
He is.
Good morning.
Lincoln.
Good
morning.
Lincoln,
good.
You shouldn't be talking to us while driving, Lincoln.
No, I'm going through my hands-free Bluetooth.
You're okay. Still driving, though.
Still could have pulled the car over.
Hey, mate, we won't keep you for long. What's the best cute animal?
Well, mine covers the very cute animal and your food group, the teacup pig.
Oh, yes, because tea is a food. Or a
and
beverage.
It's quite handy if you want a snack on the go.
Oh.
Apologies to all our vegetarian and vegan fans.
Yes.
Teacup pig, Maz, that's close to your heart. Your email signature says Maz Compton. I think it says, what does it say? Broadcaster and teacup pig enthusiast.
It does say that.
Yep. See, I pay attention to your emails.
They went straight to the bin.
Yeah.
Bethany.
Sometimes I have to raid the bin though, because something important might have gone through.
That's true. Bethany.
Hey.
Hey. Babe.
Best cute animal is?
The cutest animal I've ever seen is a baby squirrel.
A baby squirrel. Now, are you saying do squirrels grow up to look pretty ugly? And you're like, they kind of, you got to get them while they're young.
No. I think they're cute in general.
They're just cuter when they're young.
Yeah.
All right. Bethany.
Yeah?
Listening to your accent, are you from overseas?
Okay. No, I picked it up when I was little. I don't know where I picked it up.
Wait, you're not from what? Overseas? I thought maybe you'd come from a squirrel-infested place.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, now I'm hearing it. Now you're sounding even more true
blue. You sound like Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
You know, you got that weird accent.
No. People say that I've got, an American accent.
Yeah, Iggy is Australian, and there's certain words she says, and you're like, oh, you're an Aussie, and then the rest of it is just this mashup of just about
Yeah.
I blame The Simpsons. Growing up watching all these TV shows, it's polluted your mouth. you're all right, Bethany. I'm sorry
thanks,
I drew attention
babe.
To that. I just figured you were from the US.
That's hilarious that the answer was no.
Squirrels, I know. Having
Wendy,
a shocker today.
What are
aren't
the chances?
I can't do anything right today.
Wendy, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, good. Hi. What's the best cute animal?
It's a red panda.
Red panda?
Red panda.
Yes.
We had panda suggested earlier. Now you're even narrowing it down even further to the red one.
I am. They are so cute. They remind me of a cross between a fox and a panda and a raccoon kind of thing. They're smaller. They're so
they look
cute.
Like a cartoon drawing of a fox.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. They're gorgeous, aren't they?
You can actually,
they actually are. They're adorable.
It's quite funny because if you look at me and Maz right now, we're both just heads down over our computers just Googling pictures throughout this whole segment.
Oh, my God. They're so cute.
They
can
really
I get
are.
One?
I know. Oh, they're so cute. There's two baby ones, I think, at Melbourne Zoo at the moment.
Oh, good to know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right. And look at their tails.
I want a pet like that.
Look at their stripy tails, Maz.
Can we domesticate red pandas and get those going?
Oh, look at this one with his tongue out. He's had a rough day. Oh, it's good. I like that.
Oh, this is good. Okay, so we've got a lot of
this one's having a birthday party. Oh, panda.
Happens when we distract Dan with pictures.
Oh, this one wearing a tuxedo. Oh no, it's a Photoshop.
Can we buzz out to the phone room? We have producer Tim.
I think they live in trees.
Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning.
We've got producer Tim in the phone room.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
Merry Christmas, Dan. Merry Christmas, Maz.
Yeah, whatever.
Bah humbug.
Okay, what's the best cute animal according
to
the phones?
Honourable mention. Whoa, honourable mention.
Well, Benny did call up just a second ago.
Yes.
Shout out to Ben. Pomeranian Husky is the honourable mention today.
Pomsky. Pomeranian.
Let's move along.
Far out. Fun police out there.
Getting the wind-up signal from Tim, who's in the phone room.
Pretty sure I outrank you, mate, so...
Pretty sure you're not in the studio.
Do you
want
to know his one?
What?
Do you want to know his one?
Oh no, Maz, now he's got something on us. We've lost our authority. Go on, tell
us. Because we've had two pandas from Steve and Wendy, because they're warm, I'm just going to say pandas.
Pandas.
Pandas in jet, like
pandas.
All types of pandas.
So... like panda on the regs and red panda and other
Kung
types
Fu
of
panda.
Pandas.
Panda. Any old panda.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
any and every panda...
is the best...
cute animal.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, give a Prezi digital gift card. So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas gift. LTPM 160-1177.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Dan, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Last time I checked in with you on this matter, you had not.
Yeah, I've done bits.
And are you doing a lot of your shopping online? Because I know you have a bit of a fear of retail.
Oh, I kind of forgot that. So I forgot to do it online.
Wait, hang on. You forgot that you have a fear of retail?
No, I remembered that. No, so what happened was I was like, yeah, I'll do it online. And then I suddenly realised that no one's going to be able to deliver in time. So now I actually have to go to proper bricks and mortar stores, talk to humans, interact, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I love shopping and I love retail, but I don't necessarily love the Christmas shopping scenarios.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of it too. Yeah.
So the other day, I've actually been really organised this year. I pretty much did all of my Christmas shopping within the first week of December.
Gosh.
I know. And I'm just super organised and I only work on the weekends, so I've got a lot of free time.
Well, I've got just as much free time as you and I don't run a gym either. So I've got more free time than you.
You read a lot online.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
The internet isn't going to read itself, is it?
That's important. And it doesn't sleep, so
yep.
I get it. There's a big distraction there for you. But I
so we're both living important lives, is what we're trying to say.
I had about 3 items that I needed to get, and then I was completely done with the Christmas shopping. I had to get a particular present for a particular person that
I
will be...
Was it the cheese encyclopedia for me?
No. I actually ordered that online, mate.
Oh, good work. I'll get you a present next year, okay? It'll come when you least expect it.
Why don't you just get me a birthday present or something? That'll come quicker.
Oh, that's not till May or something.
It's March.
Yeah, I was doing
a
joke. That was a joke.
Literally 20 days before
March the 2nd. And I buzzed in with March the 2nd before you said 20 days.
Okay. I know. Well done.
Just playing my bad friend character.
I had to get one final present for my fiance. Yeah. I had to get like a clothes hanging rack thing for the spare rooms, like a household item.
Oh, yeah.
And some extra cellophane for like all of the family's gift hampers that we've put together. So just 3 things. So I went to the one place where I knew I could get the 3 things and...
Magical place. Where all the 3 things. Shopping centre.
Do you want me to give you the secret? My little secret?
What?
Kmart.
It's not a secret, Maz. They advertise a lot.
Kmart's flipping awesome.
Yeah, okay.
So I went to Kmart. I got my little 3 things. And they happened to be at like opposite ends of the store. So I was in there for a little while. So I was already getting a little bit antsy because I'm like, oh, there's people and there's mums with prams. And it's
Christmas time. Everyone's shopping. Yeah.
Well, and the clothes hanging thingy that I was getting was gigantuan. Like it was nearly 6 foot tall. So I'm kind of lugging that around.
And you're a petite treat. Yeah.
Got this cellophane under the other arm. And I get to the checkouts. And the queue for the checkouts was like half the length of the store. And the store's like the size of 2 football fields. And so I was like, you know what? This is a long line here. I don't really feel like standing in this line right now. And I reckon I can just get away with not getting these 3 items. So I literally put them down around the corner from the line and left.
What? A 6 foot clothes horse?
Put it down and left. I just didn't cope.
So what happens now?
Well, my fiancé has one less present on Christmas morning. The hampers do not get cellophaned. They just get a little tiny bow in the corner. And we're going to chuck our clothes on the floor in the spare room.
There you go. Floor drove. Done. Merry Christmas. Solved it.
Merry Christmas.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Christmas is a time of opinions. It is. Christmas. Everyone has certain ideas about how Christmas should be done. Oh, you got to do this. So you got to put the decorations there. Oh, I have to cook my special turkey. Well, for 1 year, can't we just not have turkey? Oh, I cook it every year. This is the CD we put on. This is the movie we watch.
CD.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Cassette. Whatever. I don't know how you live your life. Spotify playlist.
Who's rocking around with cassettes these days?
No, I'm thinking of when I used to be a child and what Christmas was like.
Oh, I understand. Oh, it sounds awesome.
These days I just look up Boney M's Christmas carols on Spotify and just hit random and it's great.
Yeah, good.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Everyone, and I mean, even at the Christmas dinner table or lunch table or breakfast table, if that's how you live your life, everyone sits around and shares their opinions about stuff. Oh, don't get drunk, Uncle, and tell me all about... Why you would have voted for Trump if he was here. Ugh,
oh, my goodness.
You know?
Sure.
You'll be having that conversation a lot this Christmas. This is one that came up. We're talking about Christmas movies. And I can't believe this.
Oh, what do you mean?
I can't believe this is even open for discussion. But what we would like to do, and it's very easy to weigh in on this, because there's only 2 options. What's better... Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2?
Because obviously it's Home Alone 2.
That's the thing. It absolutely isn't. It 100% isn't.
Home Alone is like the only movie franchise where the sequel is actually better.
Okay, first of all,
than the original.
Star Wars.
Actually, true.
Empire Strikes Back is far superior.
I will totally take that.
But,
you're right, Star Wars.
And also, like, I guess.
But then you did just agree with me that the sequel was better.
No,
so
I didn't.
I'm right.
I disagreed with you. 131060, call us up. I thought it was obvious that it was Home Alone 1. Home Alone 1 being the joyful, exciting first ever debut of Kevin McAllister, and Home Alone 2 being its poor cousin with a weird pigeon lady.
Oh,
that's
whatever.
What I thought. I thought that was obvious. I thought it went without saying.
I think it got more slapstick. It just got better.
It doesn't make things better.
Yes,
getting
it
more
does.
Slapstick makes it worse. And Maz, trust me, I'm the most slapstick guy you'll ever meet. But
I know.
A sign that a movie franchise is starting to die is when it starts getting more slapstick. To go back to Star Wars.
Is your stand-up comedy career like in a similar vein?
Yep. I'm just doing pratfalls all night. That's all I've got.
I've seen one of your sketches where you physically hurt yourself on stage.
Yep.
And it's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Back to Home Alone 2.
Okay, 131060, call us up. Back me up and say, Dan, you're 100% correct. Because I feel like I'm going a little bit insane here.
The reason why we're bringing this to you guys this morning is literally because Dan and I were arguing about it in a planning meeting. I was like, and it was so simple. I was like, let's just put it out there to all of Australia and let's just get people to call up and tell us which is the better movie. And then we can decide once and for all, and then we don't have to ever argue again.
And to play the theme song as well.
Because I hate fighting
with you,
Dan.
It warms your cockles, doesn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Warms your cockles. Oh. You hear this music and you go, everything's going to be okay. Oh, I just got goosebumps. 131060. And yeah, you know what? I got goosebumps the first time I heard it, but I didn't hear it in the sequel. I didn't get the goosebumps in the sequel.
Oh, righto.
Yeah, there we go. Also, final point I'd like to make, Maz.
Yes.
Is that Home Alone 2 has Donald Trump in it. So therefore, it's terrible.
Well, he's the American president now, so that's a great thing. How brilliant of Home Alone 2 to feature the future president of America in their fabulous script.
I didn't see Obama Home Alone 1.
Exactly.
All right, we're putting it out to you, Australia. 131060. Are you Team Maz or Team Dan?
Yeah,
what is better,
in.
Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2?
Or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. We'll take you. We'll take your calls next. Good morning.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We have a very serious topic for debate on Dan and Maz show this morning.
Which is the best Home Alone movie? Home Alone 1?
Peter! We slept in!
Or Home Alone 2?
Oh, no. My family's in Florida and I'm in New York.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Or is it Home Alone 5 Holiday Heist? Which came out 4 years ago.
Absolutely not. This was a genuine conversation that turned into a very heated argument.
I just can't believe there are people out there who think that number 2 is better. The sequel is never better.
Okay, well, there's some comments on our Facebook page with Dan and Maz on Facebook. Dylan has said number 3. Let's ban Dylan from the Facebook. Because we're trying to decide if it's between 1 and 2.
I like Jessica's comment. That's a hard question. The first two Home Alones are the best, and it's hard to decide which one is better.
Let's ban Jess as well, because that does not offer an opinion. That doesn't help us get a solution.
Oh, wow. She's
that
just cracked a wide open.
Wishy-washy. That's
what that
is. Of
course it's a hard question. Of course it's hard to decide. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
We tackle the tough questions.
Man. Even John has said they're as good as each other. That doesn't answer the question, John.
Seriously.
You have to choose. You have to make a decision.
I'm looking at the Facebook comments and 2 is winning and I can't believe it. I want Shaylee, a bit of common sense.
Definitely number 2 with a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah. Angela has just said Home Alone. So I assume she means number 1.
Yeah, I reckon she means number 1.
Maybe she just means the whole
franchise. I think
franchise.
It's actually called Home Alone.
Yeah, but
it isn't called Home Alone 1.
Well, they didn't know. It'd be very
exactly.
presumptuous to release a movie and just put like 1 on the end of it, like assuming there'll be many.
Okay, Evan has called through on 131060. Good morning, Evan.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate. Home Alone or Home Alone 2? Which is the better movie?
Mate, I reckon we all knew what was going to happen by the time number two come along, so I'd have to go with number one.
Yes, exactly. It's like getting the same present two Christmases in a row.
No,
you know?
It's not.
Just like with different wrapping.
I mean, it wasn't like The Oceans where, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen. It was Home Alone 2, so clearly...
I mean, it was a giveaway in the title, Home Alone. Like, we all figured out the plot.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if he's going to spend time away with lots of people.
With everybody.
Yeah. Away with all of them.
We've got Montana. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Home Alone or Home Alone 2, which is better?
I've seen all six Home Alone.
Whoa. Pause. There are six?
There are six Home Alones. Don't bother watching past number two. By the time you get to number six, it's not even the same actor, and it sucks.
Oh.
Who's the actor in Home Alone 6?
I don't know. It's some little kid with, like, brown hair, and he's really chubby.
Is it the kid from Modern Family, Manny?
I haven't got a clue who he is, but...
That'd be a great casting, Manny in Home Alone 6.
Yeah. Oh,
but
man. Home Alone,
you're
there we go.
One.
That's two votes for one. I'm loving this.
Well, Montana, I hate to tell you, but you're wrong.
I'm loving this. Ennis. Hello, Ennis.
What's going on, buddy?
It's two. Home Alone.
Home Alone 2, man.
Ooh, sorry, mate. No time to talk to you. Let's move on to the next caller.
No, that's it. I agree with Ennis. I think it's Home Alone 2. It's the better movie.
Mate, come on, man. When you think about it, I mean, when Frank's singing in the shower, That's the best bit, mate.
Oh, you've got solid knowledge of this. You've
mate, watched it last night.
Oh, good on you, Ennis. That's a good way to spend a Saturday night, you legend.
All right, one more, Ollie.
Hi, Ollie.
Good morning.
Okay, Ollie, one or two Home Alones?
Home Alone 1 for
yes!
sure. Think of the most quoted out of the two and then rate it from there. I don't know any quotes from number two.
No.
Watch it again and you'll figure out some quotes. Like,
absolutely.
You'll remember them.
Nah, that's a really great point, Ollie.
Well,
really great point. Really well
because
made.
Home Alone 1 definitely won on the phones, but Home Alone 2 has won on the Facebook.
Yeah, but everyone knows
Let's
Maz,
take it to Twitter.
But Facebook
at
is...
Dan and Maz.
Facebook is full of fake news and troll accounts, whereas the phones, we're talking to real people. We're talking to real people. So I reckon what I'm basically saying is you stack
the Facebook.
You just
want to be right.
Yeah, I'm right. Before we actually turned the microphones on, we were like, oh, so we're going to decide a winner here? And I was like, nah, we don't need to because I thought I was going to lose. But now that I've won, there's a winner. It's me.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Dan and Maz Weekends, say legends. You got us for another hour and then we're done for the year.
Ooh.
Woo!
yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're doing a slightly Christmas-flavoured show. Already we've locked in that the best Home Alone movie is Home Alone Original, not Home Alone Sequel.
Whatever.
Trav, our button presser, has obviously made his opinion clear.
Because Trav is correct, along with myself, that it's Home Alone 2.
But
we'll let you believe that it's Home Alone.
Up next, we've got another Christmas topic that we have to get to.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good stuff about Christmas.
Yes.
It's a great time of the year.
Yeah, all right.
It's a silly season. Everybody's very merry and very festive. But there's some stuff it just shits me to tears. And we're going to talk about that stuff next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Merry Christmas. Of course, it's Christmas next weekend. It's very exciting stuff.
Mm.
We love Christmas here at the Dan and Maz Show. Love it.
Big fan. I like Christmas. I like to, you know, surprise family members with a little present.
That's nice.
I like to sit back and relax, maybe pop a sparkling Shiraz, read a nice new book that someone's bought me. like
quality
time
with the fam.
Yeah.
Quality time with your niece.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's going to be good. Little Zali, can't wait.
Yeah, we love Christmas, but most people have one thing that they don't like mm-hmm. about Christmas. There's a lot going on at Christmas time between the shopping and the decorations and getting all the food organised and seeing all of your relatives in the 1 or 2 days.
Yep.
Then you've got, you know, cards to write and then things to send overseas to family that live overseas. And then you've got to take 3 trifles because mum wants you to have 3 there. Like, there's a lot going on.
Well, actually, Maz, when you just said sending things to family who live overseas, I should say my dad lives overseas, but he lives in the country. So his postal address doesn't work with Amazon. So I'm not actually sending him anything.
Why don't you getting something not from Amazon?
Well, because it's just very difficult. He's got a very strange postal address.
Why don't you get something from ASOS?
No, I know he's listening. I know he's listening in France right now. Why he told me he was listening him, in.
Dan, why don't you buy your dad a pair of jeggings that you bought?
No, you don't want to see my dad in jeggings.
Who
right
wore
now,
it better?
He goes, what's jeggings? What's jeggings?
Who wore it better? Back on track.
Yeah, anyway. Anyways, just putting that out there.
This is the question we're asking this morning. 13 10 60. What needs to go? If you can pick one element of Christmas that does your head in, one element of Christmas that you're like, you know what? Christmas would still be flipping awesome if we just eradicated this one thing.
Yeah.
What is that thing? 13 10 60 is the number, or you can leave a comment on our Facebook
page. What is it about Christmas that makes you go, ho, 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 no?
Ho, ho, no.
Thanks, Santa. Maz, have you got, are you going to read on from Facebook? Have you got one of your own?
I've got one of my own and I'm going to read a comment from Facebook.
Oh, okay, go.
It's a double whammy.
Yep.
I love Christmas crackers.
Oh.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
The jokes in them have to go.
Yeah, they're not.
Ho, ho, no.
Can I give you a little life hack for Christmas cracker jokes?
They're dumb. All dumb.
Oh, already. Can I say our switchboard has just lit up. Yeah. I can see all the callers coming through.
Like a Christmas tree.
It has.
What's your hack for jokes in Christmas crackers?
Flip it. Read out the punchline and get everyone to guess what the joke is.
It's so, still a dumb joke though.
Yeah, I know, but at least now it's a guessing game rather than just a bad joke.
That's true. I think Christmas crackers should stay, but the jokes,
I don't know, man.
Get rid of them. They're just stupid. They're not funny.
But
they're annoying.
The bangs often don't happen. Like someone accidentally rips out the whole piece of banger.
Can somebody invent a Christmas cracker that actually bangs?
Yeah.
Because you know sometimes you rip it and then you've got to pull the bangy bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Separately.
Yeah. The toys are crap.
And one that actually breaks down the centre of the cracker.
Yep. Doesn't you just end up with a little piece of paper in your hand?
Whoever's cracker it was, they get the prize that's in it.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
And also,
rather than it being a competition, because then what happens to the person that, you know, does 3 Christmas crackers with 3 different family members and loses all of them like I did yesterday?
Aw, bless. And also, can we make the hats a little bigger? Hats just a little bigger. Just a little bigger.
You just need to get a haircut.
No, I refuse.
No, I think the hats are a good size.
No.
The hats are a good size. They can stay. The jokes, they've got to go.
I hate cards. I think cards suck. I hate
Christmas cards.
I normally get people a book and then I write in the front of the book a little
message. That's a nice idea. You're a bit of a wordsmith. I thought that you would love writing Christmas cards to your family members.
No, I hate cards. I think they're terrible. They're a waste of money. And people are like, oh, didn't you keep my card? Of course I didn't
keep
your card.
No, you don't keep the card. You keep it until New Year's and then you stick it in the bin.
So cards can go.
Ho, ho, no.
What about this? This is fantastic. Kylie on our Facebook. This is what Kylie has left a comment saying. The in-store Christmas carols that start at the end of November. Cooking in 40-degree heat. Advent calendars that have awful chocolate in them. Fake snow. We live in a country where maybe 1/20th of it ever sees the real stuff. And fruitcake.
Got to say, all of those are prime ho-ho-no candidates.
Ho-ho-no.
Like we're offering Fruitcake's service
disgusting.
Here.
Fruitcake is foul.
Guys.
Advent chocolate is foul.
Yeah, Advent chocolate is bad.
Why are we cooking turkeys in the 40-degree heat like an American? Foul. Christmas is a mess. Let's fix it.
It was a literal foul. Okay, 13 10 60. If there's one thing about Christmas that has to go, tell us what it is or leave a comment on our Facebook page and we'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're not Grinches here at the Dan and Maz Show.
We love Christmas.
We do love Christmas. But if there's one thing about Christmas that really annoys you.
Oh, it really grinds my gears.
If we could get rid of one thing
really
from Christmas.
Really jingles my bells.
What would it be? We've got
really
Nick.
Really decks my halls. It really leaps my lords.
What?
Lords are leaping. I don't know. I was just going. I went one bridge too far there, didn't
really
I?
Really did.
Yeah. What's the worst thing about Christmas? What needs to go if you're going to kick it out of the season? What's too silly for the silly season?
We've got Nick on 131060. Hello.
Hi. How you going?
Yep. Good.
Really good. Hi,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you guys too. I want to give a ho ho no to Christmas carols in shopping centres.
Ho, ho, no. Now, do you mean like performances of Christmas carols at centre stage?
Or no,
you
just mean over the loudspeakers.
Over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Working there for 8 hours plus drives your head in.
Why are you in? Oh, sorry. I thought you meant supermarkets. I thought you meant, but no, shopping centres. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Shopping centres. So I'm in a Box Hill shopping centre and from about 7 a.m. till about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Do you work there, Nick?
I do.
Okay,
just
cool.
Hangs out.
No, well, I thought maybe he had lots of shopping to do.
Nah,
it must suck
no,
if you work there.
Yeah, if you were there all day, those carols on repeat, that would get frustrating.
But I mean, if you just pop in for half an hour, it's a nice little season's greeting.
It's true. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hey, babe. What's the one thing about Christmas we should get rid of?
I want to give a ho ho no to parking at shopping centres. It's a nightmare. Ho
ho no. Sounds like we should just get rid of shopping centres.
Yeah.
You don't need to park to go to Amazon.
So you could get a bus, but then I'm assuming you've got so much shopping you don't want to lug that home on the bus. So you drive and then there's nowhere to park.
Yeah,
that sucks. That does
pretty
suck.
Yeah, or the alternative is getting on public transport with two giant Santa sacks full of goodies.
Yeah.
It's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
I hear ya.
Cancel Christmas, I reckon. Yeah.
Ben, cancel hello. It.
G'day, how you going?
Good, Ben.
Really good,
Merry
Ben.
Christmas.
Massive ho-ho no to Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. That's ho-ho-no.
What, you mean this one,
this
Ben? This song?
Yeah, that'd be the one. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love this song. This song's the greatest, Ben.
No, I don't think so. I think you're wrong. And I think many people would agree with me that hence the reason why most people don't want the shopping centres anymore.
Ben, is it because this song has been overplayed?
Yeah.
Well, every
like you've heard it too
absolutely
much.
Absolutely smashed, yeah. It's
yeah,
ridiculous.
You've heard it too much. I can understand that.
Love Actually.
Yeah.
Love Actually did the song in.
Yeah, really
definitely.
Did.
No, and the high-pitched squeal in the middle there just absolutely does my...
I wouldn't call it a squeal. She's a talented vocalist, but yeah, sure.
Bit of vibrato.
I know the part of the song that you're talking about.
Well,
in the same vein, then, I'd say all of the Michael Bublé albums.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably tick that box too, I'd reckon. Yeah, well done.
The best Christmas.
Played on high rotation at my place.
The one on high rotation at the Dubuff residence, okay, my apartment where I live alone, is Boney M.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good little disco reggae Christmas. Yeah. Big fan of that one.
Okay, we've got Emma.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Merry Christmas, Ems.
Hey, Emma.
Putting your children or baby on Santa's knee, forcing them to have a photo. What is with that?
Oh,
Santa photos. You reckon ban them?
Yes, get rid of them.
It's the only time.
It's
the only time you ever force your kid to sit on an old man's lap, isn't it?
Exactly.
Normally you'd be like, don't do that.
But exactly. I think the Santa photo fails are hilarious, though.
No,
when Santa's sitting there and there's a screaming child, I think it's funny.
I don't.
Okay.
Probably because you've got a few of them.
I've got one.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do it to her. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
I know that the Santa Christmas photo is predominantly for children.
Yeah.
Like, I get the concept. You take your kid to Santa, they sit on the lap, they get the photo, they get to tell them what they want, yada, yada, yada. We had our staff Christmas photo at F45, which is the gym that I own, as a Santa photo with Santa. And it's brilliant.
Are we going to tweet it or is it not for public consumption?
No, we can totally tweet it.
Yeah, sick. Let's get that. So you reckon Santa, department store Santa should stay, but for adults only?
Adults only. Right. Yeah. Fun Christmas photos with all of your friends.
All right.
All right, great. Well, I think we solved Christmas.
Yeah, well done us.
Yeah, go us. Dan and Maz
Weekends. I've thought of another one. Tinsel. Tinsel. I
gotta
hate
go.
It. Tinsel's the worst, hey. Ho, ho, no.
No.
Sorry, we were just talking before about things that shouldn't belong in Christmas because they suck.
I don't believe in tinsel.
Little bits of it go everywhere.
Yeah, I don't believe in it.
Even just like real trees, bits fall off them.
No, we've got a real tree and it's awesome.
Oh, no, I've got a little wooden tree with Lego ornaments. It's great. No mess. And you get to build Lego. That's how you should do it.
It's your dream Christmas.
Ho, ho, yes.
Hey.
Doesn't work.
Ho, ho, lock it in.
Ho, ho, yo.
Guys, there's been a lot of news this year. We've got to recap the news that you didn't need to care about from the entire year.
That's what we've been doing all year is we've been giving you the news that you didn't need to care about. Sort of realised that during the week, so many news stories seem so important. Everyone's like, oh, Sam Armitage wore grandma's underwear. Oh, God, wasn't that important this week? And now it's like, oh, look at that. The Daily Mail retracted the story and everything's back to how it was. What a week, though. So we invented the segment, The News You Didn't Need to Care About. And because it's our last show of the year, Maz,
we're doing the 2016 edition.
What a year we spent scouring the internet for water cooler chat,
things to retweet,
and feel opinions to have. It was enough to make you say,
damn, Daniel.
Damn me indeed.
Yep.
That was this year. Ugh. Well, here we go with the final news you didn't need to care about.
2016 edition.
Hollywood loves dressing up unimportant stuff as news. Who is Taylor Swift dating? Are Brangelina broken up? Is Kim K okay?
Is Kanye cray cray?
Well, after a wild year, Tay-Tay is dating nobody. Brangelina are broken up, but Brad has been cleared of any wrongdoing. Kim is just fine, thanks, and mind your own business. And Kanye, well, I'm not going to pass judgment on his mental state, but he did meet up with Donald Trump. So,
Speaking of Donald Trump, looks like we didn't need to care about his homophobia, xenophobia, racism, his ties to Russia, his grab her by the... or anything, because he's now going to be president.
Wow.
And meanwhile, here, we had an election too, but...
well, none of you really cared about that, did you?
Also, back home down under, and it seemed like every day some Aussie had something to say, and we just love to get on board. Waleed Ali, Pete Evans, Steve Price, Carl Stefanovic, Pauline Hanson, and even Sonia Kruger.
Just to clarify, Sonia, are you saying that you would like our borders closed to Muslims at this point?
Yes, I would.
Australia gave them so much airtime, and in the end, that's all it was.
Hot air.
But it seemed so important at the time, didn't it?
Census fail.
Smashed avocado.
The plebiscite that isn't even happening.
Harambe.
Chewbacca mum.
Pokemon Go.
Literally none of these things will be discussed in a decade's time.
We hope you made it through your year of fake news on Facebook, opinions echoing around the Twitter sphere, and hot, hot, hot takes in the newspapers. Let's all make a New Year's resolution to exercise a little chill. Look a little closer before sharing.
And read what's important,
not what's outrageous.
And maybe then in 2017, there'll be a little less news you didn't need to care about.
There you go.
It's a helpful segment.
It sure is.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, legends. It is Dan and Maz Weekends, but Dan and Maz Weekends are no longer.
Yeah. It's our final show of the year. It's also the final Dan and Maz show ever, because the Dan and Maz show isn't actually coming back next year.
Nope.
If you follow us on Facebook, you would have seen me put up a post this weekend explaining it. But yeah, this is actually literally the final time ever you'll hear a Dan and Maz show.
I would like to say thank you to everybody who has left just the most lovely and fantastic comments on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Not one jerk. Like, usually there's one jerk that would write something, whether it be sarcastic or negative, or you know, not everyone has been, like, there's been an outpouring of love for this show, which has just made our hearts really full because we've loved doing it. We've been with this network for 4 years.
Yeah.
We've done so many cool things. I was saying to Dan before, Dan, we have a lifetime of memories and we've had some of the most crazy moments you could never, ever imagine. And we're both so very grateful that we've had an opportunity to just share our lives and our hearts with you guys. It's been awesome.
It has been fun and we've done a lot of crazy things. Amanda posted on our Facebook post that she will miss us both, but me not so much because she still owns a solid gold statue of me that I gave away on air a few years ago.
We
did. That's the kind of stuff we've got to do over the last few years, and it's been wacky, it's been wonderful, and you know, we have put on the Facebook, you can see like where to follow us on our own personal social media if you want to stay in touch. You probably will hear from us in the future because we are both, you know, total attention seekers and we're not going to go quietly.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find other ways to annoy you.
Don't worry, guys. There's other platforms.
Mate, it's a multi-platform, multi-platform showbiz media industry. So
it's the digital age. I mean, we could pop up anywhere at any given moment. So stay tuned. But honestly, truly... thank you so much for listening. And Dan, thanks so much for doing this show with me.
Oh,
for the last
you too, Maz.
4 years.
Yeah, and you really are a dream to work with. And to everyone who's helped out on the show this year as well, Trav and Zoe, who helped out before, and Tim, MDV, who produces all the audio, Dave, who was our button guy before Trav. Thanks, everyone.
Gee, we really did go through a team this year, didn't
we? It's been a churn.
Okay, so with that all said and done, have a Merry Christmas, have an awesome 2017, and the final song we'll ever play for you is one of our favourites. We hold it very close to our hearts. It's Life by Desiree. See everybody.
See you guys.
Love you guys.
Dan and Maz Weekends.